Welcome back to Nicest Nation. I am your host, Jason. Today, we have Julie Kelso, the director of the marketing team here at Nicest, and also my boss. So, but today, we're going to be talking about what exactly is Nicest Nation. Julie, what do you think Nicest Nation means to everyone here?
I just think it's a community. You know, we're a pretty small manufacturing company, which, you know, I think you knew that when you first came in. I don't think you probably realized how small it was. So everybody kind of knows each other. But I think when we came up with Nicest Nation, we really wanted to convey a sense of community too, and just a way to engage with everybody across the board, PMPs, the guys out there, you know, who are doing the pest control, you know, applications for homeowners every day, all the way up to the CEOs of, you know, every company that you could possibly find in the pest control industry, because I think education is number one, first and foremost, the most important thing that you can do, right, for your people.
Yeah, definitely.
And for everybody across the board in the whole industry. And there are a lot of people out there who've been in this business for a very long time. And, you know, we started this podcast with Harry. We had him do the first couple of episodes, and Lee, just to sort of give like a good round vision of what Nicest is, right? So we wanted people to kind of know like how close-knit we are as a company, but also just how far-reaching, you know, it is, and how everybody kind of, even though it's a large industry, you get a lot of the same people who know each other.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's kind of, I mean, that's a kind of an oddity, right? It's sort of like, oh my gosh, you know who?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
So it's unexpected, but it's cool at the same time. And there's a lot of information out there to be had and a lot of great stories. And, you know, you and I come from a totally different industry. So for us, it's like, we're sponges.
Yeah, definitely.
The more we can learn, the better.
Yeah, so like, so guys, one thing is I sort of pitched this idea of a podcast to whenever I joined the company. And my whole idea of Nicest Nation is to talk to everyone in the industry, not just people inside our company, but the people who are boots on the ground doing the work in these homes and all these businesses. You know, stories, they have stories to tell of, you know, personal interest stories where maybe they went into a home and, you know, it was overridden with bugs and they went in there and they helped this family out. And, you know, just the how grateful the family was to be, you know, pest free, all the way up to the CEOs who develop the products.
Well, I think if you look at sort of the opportunity we have, which is, you know, there's, because this industry is born in generations, right? So you might find somebody, a guy who's just starting out, and it could be in his family, perhaps like he could be the third or fourth generation, you know, pest control person. So he's sort of lived and breathed it all his life, and now he's entering. But then you might have the other guy who says, I don't know where I'm supposed to be in this world. And he just happens to meet somebody and he says, okay, I'm going to get in this industry. And I think we have a really good opportunity to help people not just know more about the industry, but also help them figure out why it's such a great career, I think.
Yeah.
Right? So I think it's, you know, it might seem gross to some people, but if you think about it, like when you're sitting in your house, you don't sit and think about pests.
Yeah.
Somebody else does that for you.
Yeah.
Right. So imagine if you're sitting in your house and your ceiling caves in from termites.
Yeah.
The more you know, right?
Yeah. Definitely.
So I don't know. I just feel like it's also a responsibility to help educate people about not just the dangers, but also the good stuff that can come from being knowledgeable about pests and what they can do.
Definitely. Because whenever I first started in at Nicest, I did not realize everything that could happen from, you know, having an infestation. I mean, anything from small fries, did I say small fries?
No, I want French fries. Thank you.
No, small flies all the way up to the termites and wood boring beetles and wood decaying fungi. I mean, there's all this stuff that I did not even know. And I've learned so much. And there's so much stuff out there that can just destroy a home and can even, you know, make you sick that you don't think of, that these pests, you know, come in your house. And, you know, with all these illnesses that can transfer to our food. Like, say if a fly lands on our food and it just went and like landed in your cat litter box. I mean, that's pretty disgusting, guys. You know.
Well, now I try not to think about that, but you know, it is. Yeah, there's a lot of our sales guys who have told me horror stories, and now I'm like, do I really want to get that fountain soda? But I think if people are educated, business owners, and they know the types of things they need to do, they can make consumption for the, you know, person who's buying their products, they can make it safe. And generally, most of them out there do that because it's the law.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, I'm excited to move forward with this and then just in the industry in general to see what all we can accomplish. So,
yeah,
it's definitely exciting.
Yeah. I mean, flies, I don't know. Or I'm on this fly kick right now because I was just talking about it. But, I mean, if you think about it, flies are everywhere. And I didn't really pay attention to them until now. And anytime I see a fly, I'm like, small fly. There's a small fly.
You know? I bought one of those electric bug zappers, like, and I'm in my house, like, playing tennis with flies, you know?
That's so awesome. We need to get some of those. Maybe we should get some bug zappers for swag. What do you think?
Maybe. The nicest logo on it.
Yeah, that'd be swag. That'd be cool. So, guys, also, here in the marketing department, we have a lot of cool things coming out. We can't really talk about them per se, but we can tease some of this stuff. But guys, it is we got a lot of cool stuff coming out. I'm just saying. What do you think, Julie?
Yeah, I mean, well, we can show the web out.
Yeah.
You see our new web out. So we've got a new web out label. This has already started to hit into the trucks and stuff. And so we're pretty excited about that. And just the opportunity to come in and rebrand and sort of give the company a facelift where that's concerned is so exciting. And, you know, I have a very rich history that is not in pest control, but as you know, we were in a totally different industry before this. And we can say we were in jewelry, which I mean, I know is going to seem really odd. But if you think about it, I mean, it's probably a good thing to come out from outside because then your brain starts working, right? Because then you start to have a lot of great ideas about, okay, that might not have been thought of before. And, you know, I think it's really important to not get into this stagnant place where you're like, set it and forget it kind of advertising. So my goal was to sort of shake it up a little bit and to make people sort of think about, in a fun way, mm-hmm. about what pest control can do for you, right?
So yeah,
that was sort of the purpose, and I feel like we're doing that, which was awesome. So I'm excited about the future, and we got some cool stuff happening.
Yeah,
and we got Pest World coming up.
Oh yeah,
I think it'll probably, I don't know, by the time this drops, we may already be there, but
yeah,
we're getting ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, Pest World is going to be huge. This is my first time going to Pest World, and I've just heard so many good things about, you know, the show in general, about how, you know, just, I mean, I'm excited to meet people. I love to meet people. I love to talk to people. And hopefully, I mean, hopefully this does drop before Pest World and some of you get to see it, because I would love to meet you. Come up and say, hey, Jason, I saw you on the podcast. I want to be on your show.
I'll be in the booth every second of every day. So you'll definitely see me there.
Yeah, but definitely, I will probably have a camera in my hand walking around photography and videography. But guys, yeah, I would love to have you on the show. I mean, like I said, this is not just about Nice. This is about you. And we would love to have you on here to talk about your stories.
That's right. I mean, it is about the people out in the industry for sure. And, you know, and we always want to know what you're dealing with out there. Like, there's probably stuff happening that we have no idea what's going on. And somebody says, I know this would make a great podcast because I've never seen this before, whatever that thing might be, or just even general concerns that you feel like you're dealing with every day. We, you know, that's the kind of thing we want to talk about and learn about and relay, because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who are thinking the same thing that you are. Right. So I think that's, yeah. Anything y'all want to send us, just send it on. You can find us on YouTube pretty easily.
Yeah. Just send us a message. And also, while we're talking about that, why don't you subscribe, bell icon. Yeah, that'd be great. Guys, so I kind of want to talk a little bit about how I got here. How did I become part of NYSIS? So, like I said, I worked with Julie at a previous jewelry industry, and she actually moved to NYSIS first, and then was like, "Hey, I'm working for this awesome company. You should really come over here and, you know, put in the application." And I'd worked at the other company for 25 years. I was like, I don't know. I mean, I really like this place. It's pretty good. Guys, NYSIS is awesome. You don't understand. I wish I'd known earlier about NYSIS. I would have been out of the other place a long time ago. I mean, this place is, I mean, it's just such a family atmosphere. And I know a lot of people are like, "Oh, yeah, right." No, it's for real is. I come to work every day, and I get to work with my friends. It's awesome. So,
yeah, I mean, I was also in for 21 years, and you know, I think it goes back to like the leaders, right? It goes to leaders, right? So, I happened to meet Val and Lee, and had expressed an interest in growing myself a little bit in the industry, just in my career, I guess, not really this industry because I was. But I had known a couple of people that had braced through these halls, you know, and I just said, "Hey, if y'all are looking for somebody, just let me know." And I met Lee, and of course I was like, "Just tell me when and where to show up. I love that dude, you know." He's pretty great. But yeah, I mean, previously, you know, I was a content creator. I did commercials. Analytic, you know, you name it, I was doing it, and I learned over the 21 years everything they would let me learn. And I think that is so important for people to really do when you're kind of approaching something that you think you're going to be in for the rest of your life, is to just talk to anybody and everybody. That's why I think it's important to go down into the warehouse, and I'm meeting all those guys and learning what they do. And I just think it's important to just, because it can just help you figure out how to market in the right way so that you know your message is being heard in a genuine way. Mm-hmm. You know, and they're so passionate about what they do down there, and they love working here every day. And I can't even tell you all the products that go out of here that's done by such a small crew. Of course, you know, we've got some good automation stuff happening down there, but still, I mean, they're making it happen. So mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was very impressed with our facility when I first showed up. I was just like, "Wow, this is pretty awesome." And so I got to go and shoot some of our manufacturing the other day. And I was just like, there's this show called How It's Made.
Oh, yeah. It's a great show.
Yeah. And I love that show so much. I guess I still do sometimes. I will put it on when I go to sleep and just, you know, watch it until I fall asleep, because it's so fascinating how the products are made. And it's cool because I get to be a part of that right now. You know, I was down there shooting the fish and I was like, "This is awesome. I'm part of my favorite show."
Yeah. So I think one of our first big challenges is when I got here was to just sort of learn what the heck is this about. Val gave me a book about this big of products. And so then I started like, just really diving in. And I think it was always, you know, we had a couple of people, you know, on our team, Brittany and Ben, who are awesome, and they were here already. And I think they already had some great ideas and stuff they wanted to do. I just think they, you know, my thing was, is they needed permission to do it. And I think the way we're marketing with now intention, instead of it being a laundry list of what your product can do for you, right? You just make it look like something that somebody wants to investigate, mm-hmm. which is kind of what we do. And it, you know, we do say what it does, but I think just the exciting, intentional imagery and just being more creative and purposeful about your message is so huge.
Yeah.
And I think it's turned pest control advertising on its head a little bit.
Yeah.
Because nobody here had ever seen anything like it, which is, so we're excited that we are able to make people like sit and think about, okay, this is cool.
Yeah, yeah. That's one thing that, I mean, I really loved was the freedom to be creative. I mean, just, I don't know if how many people out there have seen the ad? I'm going to refer to one that I did. So I did the I did a Backers app ad, and it says "Fight Grime," and it's this like kind of like this 1940s noir kind of feel to it with a guy using, you know, the Backers app, you know, to fight, you know, like a crime fighter. And I mean, I was just like, I get to do this now. This is awesome. Because I mean, it's so eye catching and almost movie poster esque, and it's just, it's fun, you know, to be creative like that. Where I was before, it was kind of like I was handcuffed to doing just one type of imagery all the time. And it's so freeing to be able to do something that is, I don't know, it's creative. It's, I mean, when someone looks at it, they're, you know, it stirs an emotion in them. Because I mean, that's what design is all about, is, you know, touching that part of a person that's, you know, their emotions, their sense of, you know, creativity. It's like going to an art gallery and walking through the art gallery, and you see everyone's kind of interpretation of art. That's what graphic design is to me. And you know, being able to put something out that's more of me than, you know, the status quo of it's got to look all the same is just, it's very freeing. And I don't know, it's just, I can't express it into words. You know, I mean, what you're seeing, like when you turn through these magazines and you come up on an ad, that's, you know, just, it's my expression. You know, you get to see a little bit about who I am through my artwork. And it's just awesome.
Well, you know, not every idea that we have is going to stick.
No,
you know?
Not at all.
But it's, we've had some real good ones come, you know. No, we generally, you know, our brainstorms, we say nobody ever wants to sit in on those because they get nuts, yeah. Right? They're, you know, we come up with some real doozies of some slogans, but mostly everything that comes out of those, you know, brings a good idea. And that's why we do it. You know, it's important to just get out of the office space to meet and be in a different surrounding and help your brain, you know, get some Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
But just to help your brain start to move, and it's exciting being in a new industry too. So that helps, right? So, mm-hmm. And getting in, you know, for Ben and Brittany, just getting to do stuff that they've never been able to do before, yeah. I think was pretty cool. And whether y'all are killing it, I love it. You know, I'd like to take credit, but
yeah, Ben and Brittany have some ideas that they haven't seen the pages of the magazine yet, but there's some really cool stuff coming your way. Cause, there's one, I guess I can't say, I don't want to even put it out there, but there's, I think you, do you know what I'm talking about? You, mm-hmm. I think you may. So
it's, I'm going to go awesome.
Yeah. 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 Even if you don't know, you
no, I know.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's going to knock your socks off whenever it finally hits. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's, yeah, we came in at a really unique time because I think there were some products in development and we were like, really?
Yeah.
You know, and then of course, you know, I'm looking at our products and finding out in other ways that they can be used. And so that is part of, you know, people don't realize it's not, they don't just say, hey, find a good way to market this. It's also too about trying to run, you know, find a way to do new business. Mm-hmm. You know, how do we make more money?
Yeah.
Which I mean is important, right? It's, yeah, it's, you know, because you don't want to ever be stagnant, right? You don't want to let moss grow under your feet. You want to keep moving the business forward, and that's part of it, right?
Yeah. So I mean, that's the whole thing, you know, with the design, even though, you know, we're pushing the envelope on, you know, creativity, I mean, eventually that's going to get stagnant. We'll have to figure out a different way to change it up again. You know, that's the whole process. You know, it's always moving forward.
Well, I mean, I think focusing to, you know, we're thinking about doing some really cool stuff in the YouTube space. You know, we're not just doing this podcast, but we want to do some educational type videos. You know, we're a manufacturer, right? So we're pretty much business to business. So I think where we can really do some good is in that education space too. And really just not be about selling products, because at the end of the day, we're selling products. But I think knowledge is power. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a fun way to do education for pest control that people will enjoy. Even if you're not looking to buy pest control products, you can still learn something. So then you can answer all the questions on Jeopardy when the pest control products comes up. When that category comes up. But yeah, I just think in the YouTube space, you have a really great, great opportunity for training, for education. You name it. You can probably do it. So, and I'm really feel passionate about that. And we've got some great content creators out there now working with us that are using products, and they're just exciting people, and they're excited about what they do. And, we're glad that we can be a part of their business.
Yeah. I want to give a shout out to the Goins, because they are incredible. They're really fun. I love your guys' content. And I mean, just keep it coming, because it's awesome. Yeah. I want to get you guys on here.
Oh, well, I think they're going to be at Pest World. So we're excited. So maybe we can get them on a podcast. I think they'd be excited.
Yeah. That would be great. Yes.
Yeah. And they're doing some great, good stuff, like with charity and foundations. And they have a great foundation that talks about that really helps people who can't afford pest control and who might have infestations, and they sort of have nowhere to turn, right? Because they just don't have the money to do it. And so they've got a really great charity that helps out with that. And that's kind of important to give back to, I think, just to be out there supporting the people who can't help, who might not be able to help themselves in one way or another. So I think that's always really important, just to be a good steward of the business and steward of the industry.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people nowadays who's, fallen on hard times. Everything is so expensive. Mm-hmm. I know I have a family of five, and gosh, I mean, if I had an infestation, I don't know if I could afford to even have someone come out to my house to do it. So, I mean, gosh, I mean, there's a lot of people, have kids.
Yeah.
You want to keep them safe. And that's such a good thing they're doing to help people.
Yeah, for
just,
sure.
With their safety and just, helping. Oh, gosh.
He's not working for peanuts, though, people.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Yeah. Who, me? No.
He does. He's here.
I get peanuts, literally.
He gets paid in peanuts.
I get paid in peanuts. no, but the Goins, I mean, that's so awesome you guys are doing that.
Well, I mean, they're really kind of making it for themselves, right? They're just, like I said, it's all about the passion that you have for what you do. And that's the most important thing that I can tell anybody. It's like, you just have to think of all the ways that you are helping people.
Yeah.
And be passionate about that. Mm-hmm. The products you use may or may not be of any consequence, but the fact that you're out there doing it is like the greatest thing in the world.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Just taking care of people. That's it. I'm a caregiver at heart. I want to take care of people. So,
yeah.
I think that's just the best thing ever, just to have people who care about enough about you to come and help take care of you. So
it is definitely. It's just this whole industry, though. I mean, it just seems like everyone that I've met so far just cares about people,
I'm shocked at how many people know each other. Like, that's what I was saying before. I'm shocked at how many people know each other.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But, somebody like Lee and Harry, they've been in doing it for like 30, 35 years or whatever. So, yeah, they've been all over the country.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's those old guys. Those OGs. They know each other.
Yeah. Their story is so fascinating. Like, the first episode, I got so much out of that just listening to, them talk about, where they came from and how nice it started. I mean, a lot of this stuff I didn't know until that episode. So it's just great.
The other thing is that they're excited about change, right? So it's like, not, like I said before, it's just not being set in your ways, but it's figuring out how you can change in order to move forward. And that's the best thing about it. And the other thing is that they give us a lot of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
They put a lot of trust in us so we have a huge responsibility at the same time to make sure that we're doing the right things. And like I said, it's not always going to stick, but Lee has just been amazing with just saying, hey, do your thing.
Yeah.
I trust you. You've done, you know what you're doing. And he goes, and I know that if you, there's something you don't know, you're probably going to do what you can do to find it out. So that's, yeah. I'm an inquisitive person and I've always been that way. I've always been, just a hard nose to the grindstone kind of person anyway. You know, I'm always wanting to figure out ways to do anything.
Yeah, definitely. So. This has been so great to just sit down and talk to you because I was like, Julie, you got to come on the podcast. We got to get you on here. And she was like, no, I don't want
to. I just am there. I'm always behind the scenes, people.
Yeah.
This is the one and only time you're probably ever going to see me do anything.
Well, I mean, they'll see you like
after. I like to tell people, no, I'm just kidding. I like to tell people what to do, not.
Yeah. You do like to tell people what to do.
Well, I'm like in a good way, though.
I get told what to do all the time. Well, I mean, that's part of, her being my boss. I mean, she has to tell me what to do. I'm just kidding.
No, you guys are great. And that's, like I said, creative freedom, and you don't need me to be over your shoulder. That's the thing is you have to let people take it upon themselves to build their careers and to make decisions. Learn how to make good decisions, and not even I may always make good decisions. I have learned a lot over the last 21 years, and I've not always been the best at it, right? But I think now being in a position that I'm in, it's like, okay, yeah, it is very important to let people feel like they're a part of the process,
mm-hmm.
and you have a stake in the game, What you put out is just as important as me telling you to put it out, and feeling like that you can come up with ideas and everything's going to be received and in a good way, in a positive way, whether it works or doesn't work. You know what I mean? So that's the most important thing is to work as a team at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's just to be a team and to support each other and say, okay, well, I love that idea, but what if we did it this way instead? And to be able to take constructive criticism and then go and do the thing that, because it's not about us really. It's about the company and making sure that we're doing the right thing.
Yeah, definitely.
For the company at the end of the day.
That's so true. So I'm going to shift real quick here because I just had a thought when you were talking about that, not about what you were saying, but you have a piece of wood right in front of you.
I do.
So
these are my friends.
These are our friends. Can you show the camera a little bit about that? Turn it around. I think they may be able to see it a little better. Yeah, there we go. You see all the tunnels. So these are our friendly termites.
These are termite dudes.
Yeah.
I call everything a dude. Have you ever noticed that? Like, if you don't know what the name of it is, it's just called a dude. These are termite dudes.
Yeah, these guys are really cool. These are our office pets.
They are.
Which is weird, to say you have termites as pets.
And you can buy these.
Oh, can you?
Yeah. You just go on and look for termite habitats or whatever. You can Google that. But, they use them in trade shows a lot. And I'd like to find a way to really kind of do this on a larger scale so we can show how termites consume and how fast they can consume. We watered these little guys and they're awesome and they're our pets. But, they really can teach you about, what they can do to homes. And, they do a lot of good in the earth and for the ecosystem, but not for your dwelling.
Yeah.
So it's a really great teaching tool, I think. And I would love to figure out how to do this on a larger scale. So
yeah.
If anybody has any ideas, let me. I've got some already, but
yeah.
I think it would be great to kind of to show.
It's just cool to see, like the progression of, when I started to now, of all the new tunnels and stuff they've created.
I've never, you can kind of see where they've eaten and all all this kind of dust comes down and everything. But, I would be curious when this wood is all gone. Like, I don't know how long this.
Yeah.
But usually it's pretty quick. You get a large enough colony of them and and they start feasting on something. It's usually pretty quick. They'll eat it up.
Yeah.
And cause a lot of structural damage. I've heard.
Yeah.
And it depends on what kind of moisture you have. So fascinating. you know.
I mean, when I thought of termites, I thought of small little guys. These boys are healthy.
They're fat.
They are.
We feed them good.
Yeah. Some healthy boys in there.
They are. They're thriving in there. They are, and they're tunneling big time.
Yeah, they are.
So, yeah, I thought I would have. We're in, under a lot of construction. So in this office, because we're doing making some really good, much needed improvements to the facility, and we kind of got displaced today. So this is I've got termites as my little. And I got like a little light.
Yeah. We're in our
We're in like our little office space that we use and keep equipment. And, but
So if you see behind me, there's like a camera. There's like a nicest banner here. So, you know,
they use those for trade shows too.
And yeah.
Yeah. That's what trade shows are really cool. And I think there's a great way for us to really make a splash. You know, Piss World's going to be huge. I can't wait for, we're going to put a lot on socials coming up for Piss World, but we've got some real cool stuff we're doing. And I'm excited to go for my first time and just meet people out there. And hopefully people will come up and say, hey, can I do a podcast?
Yeah, I really.
Like, yeah, you can.
I really want you guys to do a podcast.
Please.
So, I mean, if I do, I have to. Yeah. That's okay. I mean, we really haven't put it out there yet. I'm sure a lot of you guys, if we actually put it out on social media, hey, you know, be a part of our podcast here, you know, message us here. So we may do that soon.
Well, I think it was important for us to really kind of, when we started it, was to really just sort of give a really good overview of who we are. And so I didn't want people to think that it was just going to be nicest people all the time. And of course, now this is our third episode with nicest people.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
You know, it really is the industry as a whole. And like I said, we have a lot of people who know a lot of people and, you know, here that know a lot of people in the industry. And I just really think it's important for people to know that this is, like you said, for you, not for us.
Mm-hmm.
But because we have the ability to do it, we wanted to do it.
Yes.
And that we have we're lucky that we're in a really good position to be able to bring something like this. And there are a lot of other great podcasts out there too, not just ours, but you know, we're still in our infancy and we hope to grow and we hope people like us enough to say, hey, yeah, we want to tune in. So yeah, we want to know. We want to know what you want to hear about. We want to know, you know, if you've got a really great story to tell. We want to know if you're having issues and you just don't know where to go from here or there, whether it's career advice or whatever that thing might be, you know, we want to hear it and we want to talk about it. I just think it's so fascinating.
Yeah, definitely. So if there's a topic you would like to hear covered, or if there was, maybe there's a person in the industry you would just like to hear us talk about or, you know, have on the show, you know, to interview, that, just let us know. That would be really cool. Just no matter what, you know, just send us an email, send us a note saying, hey, you know, I enjoy what you guys are doing. Thanks for, you know, doing something a little different and, you know, educating us. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah. I mean, there's people out there educating me every day. Because, you know, I've been going on a lot of trips and I've been going on a lot of, like, I guess, little trade shows here and there, just small things across the country and trying to absorb as much as I can. And there's a lot of great people out there that I've met. I mean, it's such a close-knit community, which for it to be as big as it is.
Yeah.
I keep saying that. But.
And plus, it's not just, you know, the homeowner or the business. There's also a whole industrial side that we haven't even got into.
Oh, agriculture.
Yeah, and agriculture, yes.
I mean, come on. That is one area that I haven't even tapped into yet.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff out there to be talked about, I think. And now, too, where people are really concerned about the things they're putting into the environment. And, you know, that's kind of a really important topic too. I think it's that need to be addressed at some point, but I don't know. It's just, there's some cool stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wood preservation is awesome.
Yeah.
Industrial.
Yeah. From telephone poles to railroad ties.
You're passionate about it.
Yeah. Oh, very passionate. Yeah.
So it's our week.
Yeah.
So, hopefully.
Yeah. But guys, I want to thank you for checking it out, Nicest Nation, again. If you could, please like, follow, subscribe, ring the little bell down there if you're on YouTube. Also, wherever you listen to this, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, you're listening on Spotify, wherever you listen, make sure to like, give us a 5-star rating and review, and just, you know, give us a little note. Say, let us know how we're doing and what you guys think about the whole podcast. But guys, thanks again, and I will see you next time on Nicest Nation.